Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful and grateful unto God for this opportunity has given unto us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for encouragement. I want us to look at something today in the book of Daniel, chapter 1. And there's something that I want to use as a type, hoping that you'll be able to get the thought I'm trying to express. In Daniel chapter 1, I'll just start from verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it, and the Lord gave Joachim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Asvenas, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the prisons, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skilled in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Now, today, I want to use this kingdom of Babylon to represent the kingdom of God. I have a thought I'm trying to express to show you what Nebuchadnezzar was looking for. The first thing that we see, Nebuchadnezzar captured the kingdom of Judah, and people were brought into Babylon. But it's not everyone whom Nebuchadnezzar picked to be in the king's palace. He told his eunuch Asvenas to choose only the king's seed and of the princes. So the first thing that I want us to look at today is that coming out is not enough. Just like the children of Israel came out of Egypt, but it's not everyone who entered into the promised land. They came out of Egypt, but when we read in the sacred scriptures, we learned that only Joshua and Caleb, among those who came out, are the ones that entered, and those who were born in the wilderness. Now, here's something that I want you to see, that I want to use to type something. Nebuchadnezzar picks people who are of the king's seed, meaning they have royal blood in them. So the kingdom of God tells us that we are a royal chosen generation. So for us to come out of the world, yes, it's a good thing. But there's a place that we must enter into. A place in where we are going to stand in the king's palace. But for us to stand in the king's palace, he is looking for a loyal seed. So meaning our birth should come from the loyal lineage. You should have loyal blood in you. You should have the blood of the Lamb in you. Just like we see Nebuchadnezzar giving specific instructions that only pick the king's seed. He was looking for loyal blood. Brothers and sisters, it was a group that came out of Judah. But Nebuchadnezzar was specific about the people who were going to stand in the king's palace. Even God, our master, he has called us out of the world. And I know that the majority, we have responded, we have come out. But it's not enough just coming out. We have to strive to enter into the king's palace.
But the first qualification that God is looking for is the spiritual birth. We should have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us about the great falling away. Just like we see also when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. There was a great falling away. They could not enter. They had to fall in the wilderness. So the Lord himself here, he's telling us about a birth. And it's one of the problems we have in our time is a spiritual birth in churches. So Nebuchadnezzar talked about a birth. Let them be people who are born in the king's lineage or family. They should have royal blood or from the princess. These are the ones that were chosen to enter in the king's palace. But it does not just end from birth. There are certain other things that Nebuchadnezzar is looking for. Look at the example. I'll give an example of Nicodemus in the book of John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, we see Nicodemus who comes out of the synagogue of the Pharisees following Jesus at night. When he came out, he went to meet Jesus at night. Now, that was wonderful to come out. But the Lord Jesus told him it was not enough. The Lord spoke unto him in John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. So the Lord talked about a birth. You need to be born in the kingdom of God. So it was looking for blood. He was looking for royal blood. Nicodemus came out. Yes, he did. He came out, but it was not enough. The Lord told him, you need a spiritual birth. You need the blood of the Lamb upon your life, Nicodemus. Yes, you have taken a step. Yes, you have responded to the call of God. Yes, you are out of the synagogue, but it is not enough. You have to strive to enter into the kingdom of God. Just like Nebuchadnezzar told us, finance, look for those with royal blood or royal seed. They are the ones that are going to enter the king's palace. There is the king's palace we have to enter into, brothers and sisters. But our birth should be with the blood of the Lamb. So Nicodemus is told by the Lord, you can only enter the kingdom of God with a spiritual birth. With the blood of the Lamb, you should have royal blood in you. Surely indeed, scriptures cannot be broken. We are a royal, chosen generation. Surely indeed, we need to have the blood of the Lamb to strive to enter into. Because you can come out just because of the knowledge that you have, and yet you have not experienced the spiritual birth. Just like the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, as it was a result of miracles they saw, they said, hallelujah, today my freedom has come. In Egypt, I was hindered doing what I wanted. Let me now express myself the way I want. So Moses was just a tool to follow for them to express whatever they wanted, which was wicked. They could not hear the message that we have to be born of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. That's the seed the Lord desires to see in you. His word, his blood. So as we are on this journey, we are moving just like the children of Israel, we are moving. Just like the children of Israel were captured by Nebuchadnezzar, they were moving. They came into Babylon, but there was a people that were supposed to enter into the king's palace. And Nebuchadnezzar gave a condition, look for the king's seed and of the princess. Look for royal blood. So coming out, brothers and sisters, is not enough. But for us to enter into, we need the blood. We need a spiritual birth. And that birth should come by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, or by the word of God. We see Nicodemus as an example. He came out, followed the Lord, but the Lord told him, you have done the right thing by coming out, but it's not enough. You need a spiritual birth. You have to be born again for you to enter the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, we shall look at another thing tomorrow and see what other requirement the Lord requires for us to enter in his palace. May the good Lord bless you. Shalom.